It was some 6 years ago that Lucia Jamrichová started making crochet net bags. They became a huge success, and soon her brand Luciela Taschen was featured in magazines and newspapers. Now Lucia has decided to take her passion for designing handbags one step further. Her new designs are made from quality leather and can be touched, smelled, and purchased at her new showroom on Letná's Veverková Street. That is where I recently met her to talk about bags, her love for crafts and fashion, and what it feels like to be sitting in front of one's own newly opened showroom.
Actually, I feel like home because I live in the same house where the shop is. Actually, shop is called Showroom. It's a presentation of two brands, Luciela Taschen, which is my brand, the bags. And another brand presented here is Antiperla, which is jewelry with pearls from Asia.
And your own brand, Luciela Taschen, maybe you could talk a bit first about the name. I believe Taschen is German for bags. And then about the design, maybe you could describe your beautiful bags.
Okay, so Luciela Taschen, it was founded in Berlin. When I lived in Berlin, I had nothing to do, so I tried to find out what I'm going to do. I couldn't find a job, so I started to make net bags, crochet net bags. And once I went to sell it at the market, at the flea market in Berlin, and the same day I was going there, I just found out I don't have any name for the things I'm going to sell. So I just made this brand, Luciela Taschen. Luciela is my nickname. One of my friends is calling me like that. And Taschen, in German, it means bags. And it's also this famous publishing house, which I like. So I thought about connecting those two things, and I made this brand, Luciela Taschen.
And I believe that your net bags were met with quite a success, and they were widely reported on, and they sold quite well?
Yeah, it was quite successful in the beginning, because there was no such bags in here when I started in 2006. Yeah, and I had quite nice articles in the press, which helped a lot, like Marianne magazine or some newspapers. So it was nice and supporting from people who bought it, because it was quite personal, because I made it according their wishes, like the different colors. Yeah, so I had many good reactions on that.
And you make all your goods, all your products by hand. Do you have any training in terms of crafts or handiworks?
Now, we are three sisters, and my mom always used to make clothes for us, so we also started to make things. So I can crochet, I can knit, I can sew, and so on.
So I believe you were telling me it's quite time-intensive to crochet these bags, and you have since moved away to another type of bag, which is the one that we can see here now. What are those bags like?
So new Luciela Taschen, I call it Luciela Taschen leather. It's made of leather. It's a circle. It's two circles, which is it's quite flat, but still you can put some things in there. For example, some documents, a little laptop. And you hold it in the hand. There is no strap for it, but it's very stylish bag. Each one is one of the kind, one color combination from different types of leather.
And where do you source your leather, and who actually makes those bags for you?
I have a person who delivers leathers for me. So it's a guy from outside of Prague. He's got his own business with the leathers, so he always searches for special kinds of leather for me. Now he's searching for gold leather, which is quite complicated for a few months, so I hope I will success in this. And then after a long search, I found a very handy craftsman who can sew the bags for me, who also works for famous brands, like repairing some stuff for boutiques in Pařížská Street sometimes. So I'm very happy for that, because you can see the quality of how it's made. It's really high.
And when did you first come up with the design, and maybe what inspired you for this kind of simple, very contemporary look?
I made first of the bags, I made maybe 1.5 years ago, and I was testing it. And I was getting reactions from people, and it was quite positive. So last autumn I decided to start a business, really do it seriously. And I started to search for materials for people to help me and all the rest. But what is the inspiration for design? I don't know, circle, it's very basic shape. And some people say it's very feminine also. And the square is for men and the circle is for women. So maybe this is the inspiration.
Well, it certainly works and it looks very nice. So you opened your business at a time when everyone is talking about the European debt crisis. Everyone's talking about how bad the economy is. It's quite courageous to go ahead and open your own business. Is this a long time coming?
Yeah, I'm a brave girl. I just thought I want to do that. And I think there is always a way to find the solution for the thing. So I rented this space, which the price is not so high, so I can always make it somehow. And I don't do it with a lot of investments. So I try to go step by step, like first make smaller amount of bags, not so many designs. And later, if it works well, I can start with bigger production maybe. But I don't want to make it too big from the beginning. So I don't want to do so much publicity. I don't want to make too much goods in the beginning. So I see how successful it is.
That sounds like a wise businesswoman speaking. How would you describe the market in the Czech Republic for young designers who are trying to establish themselves? How difficult is that? And what do we have here that gives them an opportunity to present their goods?
What helps a lot, I think that all those like special fashion events, like a Code Mode, which is just starting this Thursday, this week, where all the designers can sell their stuff. And also, I think there are quite many design shops now all over the Czech Republic, not only Prague, but also in Brno. For example, there is a great shop in House of Art of Brno, Leporello shop, where they have great stuff of many, not only Czech designers, but also world designers. I think there are options to sell the stuff now, even if you don't have your own shop. So there are possibilities to present it in the shops.
And I believe your official opening date is next Monday. What are your hopes for the shop or for the future of Luciella Taschen?
We call it Showroom. It's also the name of the shop, of the space. It's called Showroom. So we are not going to be open every day. And we will be open definitely like 3 days a week. Monday, Wednesday, Friday afternoons. And then we want to spend some time here and create the things. And I hope it will be a meeting point for not only friends, but also for customers. Next to us, there will be a little bistro opening, maybe in the same time as we. So we hope we will make this part of Letná a bit more alive.
And maybe we can take a look inside and look at some of your bags. So you have them all lined up against a wall. Maybe you can describe some of the colors that are available.
Okay, so let's start with red. I like red very much, and also it seems people like it a lot in combination with black. So I have bags which have one side red, the other can be orange or black, or it can be also combination on one side of two or three colors.
And you also have, which I really like, these metallic leathers, the silver.
Yes, so I have some bags with silver. I don't have any whole silver bag, but I have always combination with red or black or dark green or brown. And then what is also very, very popular is bronze leather, which is also in combination with black and other colors.
And we can also get them in suede, which if I touch it here has a really kind of soft look and they smell incredibly nice. And let's take a look at this other type of bag, which is a square felt. You sew these entirely yourself?
Yes. Yes, this is just made. Like these days, they are brand new. I just I'm still working on finishing it, and I want to present it in Code Mode as prototypes so I can see reactions of the people. It's always square, and it's a combination with leather straps, which can be longer or shorter. And it's not only for women, it can be also men's bag.
And it looks like you could really fit everything in there that you need for a day at work, which is handy. What brought you to design handbags of all things?
Actually, I don't know. I like bags a lot. And I used to buy it a lot in secondhand shops because they are better quality than what you can see now. And actually, I like old things and I like natural materials like leather and felt.
And lastly, are you in touch with designers in other cities who are kind of doing the same thing as you, kind of up-and-coming people who are opening showrooms, trying to do something new and exciting?
Yes, I try to be in touch with them, and I also try to check the competitors, because I found out there are another bags very similar to mine, which somebody's producing without knowing my things, I guess. So I have to be careful not to make the same stuff as the other people.